Hello again, Audio Boo. And this is not my audio mo. That's going to come later. But I'm actually at a loose end at the moment, believe it or not, because the things I've got to do, I can't start doing because I'm waiting for a Tesco's delivery. It should have been here between 10 and 11. I don't even know what the time is now, but I think it's way after 10. And I had a text to say that my new delivery time, the van's been held up and it's not going to be till between 10 and 11:30. So I can't start anything. I can't do dialysis because I won't be able to go and answer the door and there's no one else here. And I can't do anything else that I need to do because I don't want to have to leave anything half done. And I've got a big, well, it's not a big shop. It's an average shop for me, but it's always a lot of shopping. I do a weekly shop and it was more than £200 this week. It often is. I'm not a big eater, but I've got three men in the house who are, basically. And they eat me out of house and home. My two sons and my husband, and then I've got to buy pet food for my cats and dogs. So it all adds up. So that lot needs to be put away. It takes me ages, and I absolutely hate it. And my younger son likes doing it, and if he's here, he will do it for me, but he's volunteering at the Red Cross today, so I'm left with doing it, and I'm not looking forward to it. I don't mind ordering it, although I'm not very pleased about the Tesco's website. I'm having problems with it, and I need to ring them up and speak to their technical people, because since they introduced a new website, when I try and put multiple items into my basket, if I want to delete the one and put in another number, if you press the backspace key, it takes me to a different page instead of deleting the one. So when I wanted 8 carrots, I would have had to add it 8 times, which takes too long. So luckily there was an option to check, to tick for 1 kg instead, which I did. But I wanted 3 lots of plums. I had to add them separately. If I want multiple cat food and stuff, it's really annoying and it just takes too long. So I think they need to get that fixed. Maybe people think I'm complaining, but I am. So too bad. Anyway, I just want to talk about the weather in response to Marie Blind Equestrian's audio mo. And that, I just think, I don't think we're ever satisfied about the weather. I think whatever the weather, we will complain about it. But where is Flaming June? That's what I want to know. Yesterday, it was so miserable here. It rained heavily in the morning and then it rained on and off throughout the day. But it was mostly that very heavy drizzle. And it was really cold. It felt like November to me. And we went out for a walk late last night for my audio mo. And I was freezing. I was shivering. And I had a coat on. And I just, it really gets me down. I mean, I know the hot weather can be a bind for some people. I do like it quite hot, but then I like it to cool off at night, which the trouble in this country is it tends to go quite humid when it gets hot, and then the evenings are quite unbearable. We've got a fan in the bedroom, and I really want to get an industrial big one for the floor one for downstairs, but by the time we get round to it, I'm sure they will have all gone. I've spent time in California in the summer, and it's very hot, but I was cold there because my partner at the time lived in a log cabin in the middle of a redwood forest, and inside the cabin it was really quite cold. In fact, sometimes we put an electric heater on. Well, he wasn't cold, but I was, because I went out with all my summer stuff, of course, like Marie said, and everyone else dressed normally. I mean, I didn't go around in shorts, but I probably did take some, but I went round in with no sleeves, and I took all dresses with strappy tops and you know, no sleeves. And indoors I was always quite cold because it was in the shade of the trees, and the sun used to come. He had we had to go up a flight of steps because they had a basement where he kept all his equipment and lots of his stuff that couldn't fit indoors. But then you had to go up a flight of wooden steps, and then so there wasn't a garden as such. It was just like a balcony, and the sun used to come on there, but it never really came that much inside the house because of the trees. and the trees were so tall. I mean, it was lovely. It was really lovely. The smell, you can't beat the smell of those pine trees. It was a really lovely smell. It wasn't easy to get around for a blind person on their own. I couldn't have gone out on my own because it was all roads with no pavements. And then to get to the main road, it was down a really steep hill because he lived on a hill. And there was like a ravine either side, and it was only a one way, you know, there was only room for one vehicle. So when we were coming down in his truck, he had to, you have to look down the hill first of all to see if there's anyone coming up. And if there is, you can't go down until they've passed. And the same when you're coming up, you have to stop at the bottom and look, because otherwise you're going to be stuck. and there's most of the way up, there's nowhere to get off the road. But in the towns and that, when we went out, it was very, very hot. I actually passed out in a shop due to the heat, but because there was no air conditioning in there. But anyway, I do like the warm weather. I do like the rain. It has its place, and I know we need it, and I don't mind it if it's warm. I'll go out in it. I don't mind that. But what I hate is like a day like yesterday when it was just so cold. And the rain makes you feel worse. And I love being in bed and listening to the rain. I think it's a lovely sound. Or just indoors and listening to it. In fact, because we've got double glazing, it's not very easy to hear it when everything's closed. So I will even have my patio doors open when it's pouring with rain so I can just hear the rain. If it's not cold, that is. I always sleep with the windows open, so I like to, so I hear that at night. I don't like the wind. I don't really like the wind full stop. I don't even like hearing it much. I find it quite creepy at night when it goes around the house. It sounds like there's a ghost somewhere. Woo! Don't like that. And I don't like being out in it because it's difficult for crossing roads because I can't see. And the rain can actually make it quite difficult because the vehicles make a lot of noise and swooshing through the water on the road. And so when you've got a lot of surface water, you can't always tell how far, you know, it's harder to judge distance. Oh, something pulling up outside. Is this my Tesco's delivery? Don't think so. Anyway, I think I've come to realise and appreciate that I like this country because it has changeable weather. And that's why I think we always talk about it, because it's so unpredictable. We never know. And I think it is a very British thing, because we're known for talking about tea and the weather, or having tea, drinking tea and the weather. I think that's how people see us abroad, and being too polite and not saying what we really think. I mean, I've certainly noticed since my husband came from Nigeria, he's really accentuated the point that we don't say what we think. And sometimes we should, because he is very straightforward. He will tell people what he thinks. He isn't rude, but sometimes I say, oh, no. And sometimes I cringe inwardly. I think, oh, please. But he's not being rude. It's just that they speak directly. And he did say to me before he came to the UK, I'm sure I'm going to offend a lot of people. Not deliberately, but because of his straight talking. But we're not like that here. We say one thing to somebody and then we go away and complain behind their back instead of just being outright, which is the best way, really. But we're too British, you know, we've stiff upper lip and all that. But anyway, going back to the weather, I do think that the British weather is a phenomenon all of its own, really. It's so unpredictable, which is why it's always a topic of conversation. And it is, wherever you go, oh, isn't it a lovely day today? And when the sun comes out, it really does make people in a better mood. It really does. Even the feel of it on your skin, on your face. And it really lightens your spirit somehow. And the days I really don't like, which we've had too many of recently, are just the cloudy days when nothing happens. I'd rather it rain than just do nothing. It's like there's a pall over everything and it's horrible. I just don't like that at all. I like either sun or rain. I like it to be do one thing or the other. And when I was in California, they don't have rain really mostly all the summer, so they can go from about April or May to October. Now, I don't think I could live in a country where there was no rain like that. Even in Nigeria, they get a lot of rain because it's not one of the drier African countries. It's got a very quite humid climate and it's very tropical. You know, there's lots of heavy rain, and so it breaks things up. But I think constant hot sun and the dust and the grass all grows, the grass all gets dry and everything is dying for, the earth is baked up. I don't like that. And that's what, how it gets in California. And then, of course, you get all the fires, etc. I like the variation of the English weather, even though it is a bit of a curse at times, because we want to have a nice summer and we want to go on, it's nice to go on holiday in this country, but if you want to go on holiday for the weather, then you just have to go somewhere else because you just can't guarantee it, unfortunately. But I do like the variability of it and the seasons in this country. My favourite times are spring and summer. I like autumn too, actually, but I don't really like winter. I don't think many people do. I'm not keen on the snow and ice. It's nice. It's fun for a few days when you first get snow and the dogs play in it and the kids play in it and it's all pretty and everything. But then it gets all slushy with footprints and it partly melts and then it freezes again and it's treacherous and it's filthy and it's wet and everyone's bad-tempered. And all the shops are running low if it's really bad because they can't, the trucks can't get through, and there's complaints because they didn't grit the roads and the weather forecast told them to do it and they didn't and they should have done. And you know, we caught, none of the trains are running, it's not safe, they're not going to run till 12 o'clock the next day and all this, so that can be an utter nightmare. And I hate the winter, I really do. I don't like the dark evenings, I like, and the cold and the ice, oof, no, I really don't like that at all. Spring I love because everything's coming, you get the new life coming, the little flowers, the blossom smells lovely everywhere. And there's a kind of excitement in the air of things to come. You know, you're looking forward to the summer, and then the summer comes and it's a complete washout and it's awful. That's what usually happens. Last year we had quite a good summer, but summer's great because we've got the light evenings. But I feel that it's going to be the longest day of the year soon, and then it starts to decline, which is totally depressing. But I feel I haven't been able to make the most of the evenings this year so far because they haven't really been nice enough to walk out. Most evenings haven't. So I'm really looking forward and hoping, although I saw the weather forecast last night and they said it could turn very humid in the south on Friday and we could have some very severe storms moving through the country, but they're not quite sure where they're going to hit and how fast they're moving yet. And they said it's a bit of a tricky forecast for Saturday, but we could have some very heavy thunderstorms and it could turn very humid. So that's not what I want either. So that's what I mean. We're never satisfied. When the nice weather comes, we're all complaining it's too hot, and then it rains and we're complaining, we're fed up with the rain and we want the sun back. We are this country and or nation of weather talking, weather obsessed, weather, well, maybe is there such a word as a weather file? I don't know, but I've just made one up if there isn't. Oh, is this Tesco's? Don't think so. I could be wrong. Anyway, it is, because I can hear it reversing. So I will finish this for now and just say we are obsessed with the weather, but where is Flaming June? June, Flaming June, where are you?